Harper Audio presents Confessions of a Video Vixen, written and read by Corinne Steffens. Introduction. No shame in my game. Like so many young girls, I grew up wanting to be famous. I used to watch television and dream about the Beverly Hills lifestyle seen in all of my favorite films. I wanted to live below that Hollywood sign and drive down Sunset Boulevard and over Mulholland Drive in a Mercedes-Benz while wearing a designer scarf and huge black sunglasses. I wanted to be known by the rich and famous and be seen lunching with the in crowd. I wanted to live where they lived and do what they do. I wanted to belong. I reached most of my goals, but I didn't do it in a conventional way. I did it using the oldest trick in the book, sex. I am not always proud of what I did, and there were things that I would do over if I could, but I made the best of what I started with, an abusive mother and an absent father. I didn't write this book to excuse my past. I sat down to write this book because I think my story can serve as a warning to anyone aspiring to the kind of life I have led. And there are plenty of young people trying to do just that. Where young girls once aspired to be models and ballerinas, now they aspire to be hip-hop video girls, the next hot girl in the hottest artist's video. Having lived that life, I can say, it's not everything it's cracked up to be. My hips have swayed and popped on MTV while I danced on tabletops and poolside in some of your favorite videos. I've had sex with some of the most delicious and insatiable men in the world. Heads of music labels, NBA stars, and Hollywood's A-list, to say nothing of the emperors of hip-hop. But there's an underside. If sex and drugs went hand in hand with rock and roll, they are just as rampant in hip-hop. I wouldn't call this book a tell-all, since there are many details I've kept to myself for the sake of not embarrassing some of the people still associated with me. Details such as which one of my music industry suitors I caught in bed with his male lover, and which one of my NBA exes often kept track of me by using the OnStar device placed in the Mercedes-Benz he bought me, many times sending his associates to retrieve me from vacations and nights on the town. Yet, in the middle of this wild ride that I call my life, I was met with challenges which could have ruined me if it had not been for the power of change. I am writing my story because I have seen too many 14-year-old girls dressed up like their favorite pop icons and young women dying to be thin or saving up for the new pair of breast implants that they are sure will make them stars. Young women who look up to me and women like me and ask to be plugged into the same circles I desperately try to escape. I have so much firsthand information to offer and need those young women to know that there are other directions to take. There are always better choices than most of the ones being offered to women today. Better choices than the ones I have made. The top reason a woman finds herself in a rap video, sprawled, undressed over a luxury car, while a rapper is saying lewd things about her, is a lack of self-esteem. I know it sounds like a cliche, but no one who values, loves, or knows herself would allow herself to be placed in such a degrading position. Finding myself and learning to value who I am was one of the biggest hurdles I had to overcome. Before my video girl career, I was known in some circles as a stripper. Others knew me as Superhead, the insatiable lover of many Hollywood stars, sports figures, and some of music's most influential performers and executives. None of that is who I really am, nor does it tell the whole story. Along my journey, there are things I've seen and overheard which could tarnish and even demolish the reputations of some of these artists. I realized then that I had a power which had nothing to do with my body or my looks or my sexuality. I had information, usually confined to members of the good old boys' clubs of the industry. I had been allowed behind those doors as a modern-day Mata Hari. The days of MC Light, Yo-Yo, Sista Soulja, and Salt and Pepper have faded away. Our queen, Latifah, has broken new ground in another sector, but has left her place on the throne.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?